is on. It's a good day to get gone.
Let's get to work here at 7 after the hour on the Thursday, May 2nd Good Day program. Some of the qualities of the important stories of the day, the information that will help you, hopefully, work your way to understanding maybe a little meditation on the news. This could be the News Talk Radio world is our focus for much of the conversation this hour of Good Day, and the Boston bombing investigation with discussion of that in the Northeast, probably more than anywhere else in the country. Three friends of the surviving brother accused of perpetrating the bombing have been arrested. The three removed items from the suspect's dorm room, including a backpack, a laptop, and they've been charged with conspiracy to obstruct justice and lying to agents. So that is a new wrinkle in this, whether they were involved or not, other than in this circumstance, because the younger brother seemed to be pretty popular, as opposed to the older brother, who was pretty much a loner and pretty angry, from all accounts. Here are some reports on the three friends and the extent of their involvement in the bombing.
An FBI affidavit says the two men from Kazakhstan got the first hint of what was coming in a conversation with Jahar Tsarnaev about a month before the marathon, when Jahar explained that he knew how to make a bomb. 2 days after the bombing, before the photos were released, Katarbayev meets up with Tsarnaev and notices he, quote, appeared to have given himself a short haircut. But according to the third suspect, Rebel Filippos, full realization of what was going on apparently kicked in when he, Katarbayev, and Tazayakov started to freak out because it became clear from a CNN report we were watching that Jahar was one of the Boston bombers. This was the evening of April 18th. They reached out in text messages to Jahar and told him he looked like the suspect on television. Tsarnaev's return text contained LOL and other things Katarbayev interpreted as jokes, such as, you better not text me. Also, come to my room and take whatever you want. Between 6 and 7 that night, Katarbayev, Tazayakov, and Filippos went to Tsarnaev's dormitory room on the UMass Dartmouth campus, the affidavit says. Katarbayev located a backpack that contained an emptied-out cardboard tube described as fireworks, a jar of Vaseline believed to have been used to make bombs. Katarbayev decided to remove the backpack from the room in order to help his friend Tsarnaev avoid trouble, and took the laptop and the Vaseline as well. About 10 p.m., Katarbayev said they collectively decided to throw the backpack and fireworks into the trash. April 19th, the next day, Tazayakov saw a garbage truck come to their apartment to empty the dumpster where Katarbayev had discarded the backpack. When authorities interviewed Filippos on April 20th, the affidavit says, he initially said he did not remember going to the dormitory room, then changed his story, saying he did not remember going there with the other two men, denying they had entered the room at all. It apparently wasn't until a fourth interview on April 26th, when Filippos eventually confessed that he had lied to agents during his previous interviews.
Their lawyers are essentially saying they didn't know what they were doing, and there are hints of support for that in the court papers. For example, one of the men said they took the laptop because it didn't want Tsarnaev's roommate to think they were acting suspiciously by just taking the backpack.
So some of the facts, pretty interesting. Now this is, if you're sort of hooked on to this story, I suppose that's an interesting change. Is that too mild, Kenny? It's an interesting change, an interesting variation, interesting input. How else do you analyze it?
Well, from what I've heard of it, I don't think this is a big conspiracy. I think this these are
right,
are some dumb kids
right.
who were trying to help a friend out and then realized that this was bigger than what they wanted to be involved in and panicked and threw stuff away and hoped no one would find out.
Bigger than big.
Yeah, I just don't think it's any bigger than that.
So these three college friends of the marathon bomber were arrested and accused of trying to protect him by going into the dorm room and getting rid of the backpack filled with all of the fireworks. This is after the attack itself. Are they to be suspected? They're not going to. They're, at the end of the day, they'll just be, as Kenny suggested, thought of as dumb college students or good friends trying to help out a friend. And so under that, so, you know, they don't think, how much is the FBI going to dig around and all this stuff? Here's Boston host Howie Carr talking to analyst Colonel David Hunt about the latest on the investigation with a focus on these three.
Colonel Hunt, what's going on? Are they just trying to rattle these guys with these charges against them and get them to flip?
Yes, but they tampered with evidence. I mean, it's obvious they had some idea that something happened. They took stuff out of his room.
Yeah.
You know, but the issue is, this is not just done by two guys. It's been briefly evident. Every one of the IEDs went off. Even the one they threw at the police in Watertown.
Yeah.
And the pipe bombs. That's pretty intricate work.
Right, especially for a guy who got two Fs in chemistry at UMass Dartmouth, which, as we all know, is not MIT.
It's not. No, it's clearly not MIT or North Carolina.
No.
Clearly. But, or Deerfield. The point is that to put this together and a timer, you need some help. And you need to practice. You're going to have to take dry runs. You're going to have to see if your timer works. And that they did. So these three are a way of getting at who else could have helped them.
Yeah.
It's clear that it wasn't done by themselves.
Yeah, so they pick up these guys. They're gonna throw them out of the country, or the two of them are gonna be thrown out of the country. Do we know who the third? The third one is from Cambridge. I'm assuming he's like a high school buddy of Flashbang, right? Do you know that though?
That's the suspicion. He's a high school buddy of Flashbang. The problem is that they were detained, let go, and then arrested.
Yes.
So. But no, and the next step is does the wife get arrested?
Yeah, they've had 10 days. You know, it seems weird that they would stand up for even 10 days. We have mob guys in Boston who stand up for about 10 minutes. I mean, these guys have been locked up for 10 days, and apparently they haven't faded yet because they're being taken down and formally charged today, right?
Right. Or the other possibility, they don't know anything.
Yeah,
it could be what they say, which is we saw his picture, we went to his room and helped him out.
Yeah,
right? Now that's stupid, and then that's tampering with evidence and all the other stuff. But that may be just it. Mm-hmm. The point is, you're trying to find out where these guys got help, and where they got the training, because too many bomb guys are saying without training, this is pretty hard to do.
All right, 888-302-3684 connects with us here on the Good Day program. Ken at DougStephan.com or Doug at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, or at Twitter at Good Day Show. Kenny, what do you have that is of interest for people who are observing where all of this has gone in the last 24 hours?
No comments yet. I just posted something about the... About these three kids that were arrested yesterday. No comments about it yet, but I find it curious that the Colonel David Hunt in that clip was talking about how there's no way that they did this alone. It worked too well, and I'm just thinking they had two little bombs at the Boston Marathon where there were 20,000 people.
What, that location?
Yeah.
Double that, 40,000.
Yeah, and they killed three people? That's just, I mean...
It's not very effective.
No.
By Middle East standards, anyway.
No, it just doesn't seem like it's a professional thing. It's like they're mall cops.
Yeah. These people are all, these analysts are all devoted to hyperbole. They don't come up with anything that's new. It's just an excuse to get some other voice on the air with a host to make it seem like they're trying to get to the bottom of the story. And they're not getting to the bottom of the story at all. The story is a long way from the finish. The finish line is going to be the trial. And is there a conspiracy? I don't think most people feel in their guts that there is. What's the intention here? Intention on the part of the bombers, at least the older one, was to kill and maim and be angry, and that's what he did. That doesn't go any further than that, I don't believe. 888-302-3684. More comments on this and Syria in the focus up next here on the Good Day program.
Discover Card. So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
Oh, the music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at... never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Thursday on Good Day, it's 888-302-3684. Hello to the folks listening on KROE in Sheridan, Wyoming, to the Good Day program. And hi to Steve Hamilton, who's in Frankfort, Missouri, listening to the program as well. Our discussion about the three college pals of the marathon bomber, the younger brother, charged with hindering authorities' investigation into the blasts. They had been detained in April on immigration charges. Now they've been charged with conspiring to obstruct justice, charged with making false statements. They recognize the bomber from the video of the bombing scene released by the FBI and texted him about it. According to the complaint, the responses that came from the younger bomber included the messages, LOL, you better not text me, and come to my room and take whatever you want. The three went into the dorm at UMass Dartmouth, took a backpack that had a lot of fireworks. You just seen some of the video, Kenny, on local television news last night. Hundreds of people, after they put a bulldozer in, separated out all the stuff in the landfill with rakes. These people did find all of this information, but boy, did they work on that. 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free.
Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After the hour on the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler, and you can reach us at 888-302-3684. One of the things that a heralding will introduce more into this hour, although we get ourselves into some of, even though they're the best and favorite stories, often there's not much fun involved in many of the things that we put together for coverage in this hour, as we monitor a lot of the good radio programs around the country by those that are deemed good by listeners and hopefully fairly objective sources. Here's something. Some of the good conversation is connected not only to you and your thoughts, but also to things that maybe people try to be clever and find a piece of music and say, wow, listen to that. And oh, by the way, so I'll do that here with Norman Greenbaum and The Spirit in the Sky, which is the song that was number one during this week in 1970. Actually, this is a great piece of pop rock from that era, and I remember well as a disc jockey at the time playing it and enjoying it, and I still enjoy hearing it. You don't hear it too much anymore. Speaking of what's in the sky, a lot of conversation this week about the snow. Climate change becomes a focus again when anybody sees snow in May, even though I remember four or five times over my life there being snowstorms in New England in May. Here's Taco's Terry Braverman, along with Joanne Paul, talking to Steve Gorham, executive director of the Climate Science Coalition, who says climate change is real. Look at the snow.
What's your take on global warming?
Well, I'm not one of those who says we have no global warming. Instead, global warming is natural. Climate change is real. It's like saying grass is green. Climate change is always here. It's been changing all of Earth's history. But the good news is that for your drivers coming in this morning is that their SUV or their pickup truck or their sedan is not causing significant global warming. And so this has all been overstated.
How could there be such different opinions on what's causing climate change? How can Al Gore be insistent that it's man-made and others like yourself decide that that's not the case?
Well, two reasons. The climate has always been very uncertain, and first, the world jumped to a conclusion back in 1988. Dr. James Hansen of NASA came before Congress, testified he was 99% sure that the climate was changing and man was causing it. He was a computer modeler, supercomputers used to model Earth's climate. Many other scientists at the time said, well, we just don't know enough about the climate to make that sort of assertion. But the computer modelers carried the day. The news media picked it up. And in 1992 at the Rio de Janeiro Earth Summit, 41 nations signed a treaty saying they would reduce greenhouse gases, and for the last 20 years have been arguing by when and how much. But more and more science shows that that's not the case. And the second reason is that now there's a tremendous momentum behind this whole movement in terms of money. I talked about the $269 billion. There are research contracts given out to universities. There are deans of sustainability at universities, corporate vice presidents of sustainability at companies, environmental editors, a newspaper, people trading carbon credits, Morgan Stanley and others. So there's a huge volume and a huge vested interest in terms of money. And over the next 10 to 20 years, as the Earth is likely going to cool, I think a lot of this is going to go away.
Yeah, it's a natural progression of things. There's a great video that you can watch. I'm not here to sell CNN, but if you go to their website, you can see a massive hurricane on Saturn. Saturn is a very influential planet. If you believe in astrology, you know anything about Saturn and Venus, both very powerful from the end of May through the 1st of August. Whether that's because of all of the hurricanes and the weather on Saturn, but the same sort of thing happens here as in all planets. So let's calm down about a lot of the hyperbole. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Tori Clark. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can you tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help, but the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Clark. A bipartisan Senate panel has proposed a immigration reform bill involving both more secure borders and a path to citizenship. Is this likely to succeed?
I think it has a very good chance of passing, or something very close to it passing, because here's a great example where these senators are killing themselves. They are working day in, day out, trying to keep this going forward. And you listen to Rubio, you may not agree with where he is on this issue, but he does not sound like a guy who's going to back down because he worries about what the voters might do next time around.
So everybody knows what an agreement is going to look like. You're going to get a little beefed up enforcement at the border, and you're going to get some sort of path to citizenship, which has been an idea that has been going on for quite some time. Ronald Reagan, I don't often cite my father, but he signed a bill in 1986 that was sold as an enforcement bill, but it also granted amnesty to a couple of million people who were here.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Tori.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules and website for details.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Celebrate today, shall we? Second half hour of this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with the things that you need to know to start the day. Certainly the shortage of conversation about Syria prior to this week has been ameliorated because there's been lots of talk about Syria. Interesting that if you look at what the officials involved, if whoever you want to deem as an official, perhaps a politician or a bureaucrat, somebody working in the Defense Department, versus what the public is saying, the public pretty much, Kenny, 90% opposed to any involvement in Syria. Meanwhile, the folks in the government are charging on, saying that they are more in favor of arming the Syrian rebels than sending American troops, but still think we ought to be involved. Are these questions are being asked by the pollsters clear? Is it like yes or no? Do you think we ought to be involved in Syria at all, or are they more vague?
That's an excellent question, judging from the way they put questions on the ballot.
Right, yeah. Try to read those and understand them.
Yeah, if you're for it, you need to vote against it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's sort of like the begin the begin or betwixt the between, as it were. 888-302-3684. Well, let's anyway try to put the pieces together. This is a program that we monitored and hosted by Tom Rose. He talks to Jed Babin about his article in the American Spectator. The focus, the president's recent comments about chemical weapons and the so-called red line in Syria.
You say there are no good actors in Syria, which is absolutely correct. But ultimately, what difference does that make?
Well, it makes a lot of difference because we should not be aiding terrorist groups, which you have on the one hand, and another terrorist group on the other hand. You've got two terrorists fighting it out, the Assad regime and a concatenation of Al-Qaeda and others that are trying to take over Syria. It's not something we should be interested in. If the terrorists want to kill each other, have at it, boys. Just keep going.
Well, shouldn't we let them then? That's my point.
Exactly.
But how do they do that if the Syria, if the al-Nusra front, which is an al-Qaeda front, and now apparently is taking the lead in opposition? Here, let me just put my cards on the table, Babin. This is my belief, and I want to get your reaction to it, if I'm totally off base or not off base. The Syrian regime is not going anywhere. And the reason they're not going anywhere is because it is an adjunct of Iran. It is almost existential to Iran that Bashar Assad stay in power. It is almost existential to Russia that Bashar Assad stays in power. Billions of dollars in state-of-the-art anti-aircraft strategic air defense systems in place in Syria. There's no way he's going anywhere. So why not drive up the cost of his maintenance in power by arming rebels who aren't going to win anyway?
Well, I think that's the wrong conclusion. I think the fact that he is not going anywhere is probably correct. The fact of the matter is we just need to have continued instability there. However, that does not mean we should be aiding terrorists in favor of other terrorists. It just does not make any sense. The issue here is that Assad is probably staying, but he might not be. Let them be unstable. Let them be whatever they want to be in terms of killing each other. But to intervene in with American weapons, far less American forces, is absolutely the wrong thing to do.
All right, 888-302-3684. I don't know that there's much more to add to that. The Syrian discussion will go back and forth for a long time, whether we get involved and whether you think we ought to get involved. Some of that stuff will change on a daily basis. It's kind of like, in general, The Power of Now, that book, things change with each other. How about those of you who wonder in astonishment at women in your life who say, okay, well, I have a right to change my mind, and today here's that's what I decided. All right? We all know. And is that a sexist comment? Yeah, maybe taken by some. It might be. 888-302-3684. All right, let's spend some time talking about immigration, the update on the bill, the proposal from the Gang of Eight. I'm going to make an observation here. I'm going to make a guess that there's nothing that's going to be earth-shaking about this report, but let's listen to it anyway. It's host Bill Meyer with Dr. Stephen Camerata from the Center for Immigration Studies about the reworking of the proposal from the eight senators.
What are we looking at here with Marco Rubio and so many other people saying we have got to get something moving here? Look at what happened with these people of Chechen heritage. Immigration reform would end up helping on a situation like this. So what do you say?
Well, let's take a look at what's in this bill.
Okay.
It's got three parts. Right? It's what it basically does is that it gives a kind of amnesty, legal status to 11 million illegal immigrants on day one. They can work and live in the United States. They get travel documents, driver's licenses, anything they want, social security numbers. Then it promises to enforce the law in the future. And then the third thing it does is that it roughly doubles legal immigration from about 1 million a year to about 2 million a year. So instead of 1 million new legal immigrants, we'll get about 2 million new legal immigrants. Some people say it's higher, but let's be conservative and assume it just doubles the numbers coming in. So,
Stephen, just to even ask a question about this, so it effectively doubles legal immigration. Do we have a shortage of legal immigration here right now in the United States?
Well, let's just run through some job numbers, right? That's a great question. Right now, we are in about a 12 million person job hole, and if we got back to the rates of employment, the fraction of people of working age actually working, we would need about 12 million additional jobs. Doesn't look like we have a shortage of workers. Unemployment is incredibly high for people at the bottom end of the labor market, those without a high school education, those with only a high school education, and it's pretty darn high for new college graduates. So it doesn't look, there's no good evidence that we have a shortage of workers. The other measure we would use would be wage growth. But really, to be honest, for 30 years now, we've seen very little wage growth, none at the bottom. There's been a real actual decline for the less educated. And for the more educated, some stagnation, some growth in wages, but nothing spectacular. So if we were short of workers, you wouldn't expect the kind of unemployment, the kinds of huge job hole that we see, and the decline in wages. All the economic data does not support the idea that we're short of workers.
Did you listen to that carefully? The increase in allowable immigration from 1 million to 2 million. And the incredibly good question from that fellow, What are we going to do for jobs for these people when there are 12 million people unemployed now instead of 4 or 5 million, 6 million, especially those who don't have a high school education, especially those who are getting out of college and they don't know what are we going to do? What are the opportunities? And the government is going to have the ability to double the number of people who come in here legally. I remember having discussions on this radio program maybe 20 years ago, talking with and about Senator Ted Kennedy, who at the time had decided that we ought to change. And every year, by the way, this happened, the discussion of increasing the legal number of immigrants. When I was in college, I think the number was about 100,000. It may have been 50,000, 50 to 100,000. And most of the people who came into the country at that point were that came in, that applied for legal status, were college students. And what we had hoped, and what actually turned out to be the case, was at that time in the 60s, when we had a booming need for developing technology and technologists, the people with the ideas, the people who could perform, many of them came from countries that seemed to have in their pre-college education a training to get people to think in areas that made them perfect for computer science. So we encouraged those people to come here and stay here, and that was intelligent, smart, well-intentioned, and well thought out. So then, a couple of years after that, Ted Kennedy introduced, it was always Ted Kennedy, by the way, always, 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 the move to increase the number of legal immigrants every year came from a bill that Ted Kennedy would introduce. So then I remember it going from 50,000 to 100,000, from 100,000 to 200,000, from 200,000 to 250,000, from 250,000 to 500,000, from 500,000 to 600,000. The last time I remember monitoring or talking about this was probably maybe in the late 70s or early 80s, when the number had gotten up to maybe early to mid 80s, the number had gotten up to 750,000. For some reason, 83 and 84 stick in my mind. So the move, and everybody at the time, or not everybody, but anybody had any brains, questioned why we needed 750,000 more immigrants, legal immigrants in the country. What were they going to do? So it was stopped for a while. Then the number, I think it was during George Bush's administration, but it could have been during the latter part of the Clinton years, went up to a million. So we had a million legal, and this is people from all over the world, as you know, that would come in from Asia, from Africa. Not many people come here from Africa for whatever the reason. Not many people come here from South America, although the numbers are increasing somewhat. Most of them were Asians and people coming from Central America to our country, and some Europeans that wanted to come here. I remember a lot of people coming from Scandinavia, and I don't remember why. Micronesia, places like that. So, and that at the time was controversial because a lot of people thought and made good arguments that there wasn't enough work for them, and it did impact the American worker. So now, these geniuses are coming up with a plan to not only legalize the 11 million people who are here illegally, but to allow legally 2 million more a year to come in here. So we have zero population growth. As a matter of fact, we have negative population growth among most factions in the American population. But because of the fact that we're letting in a lot of Hispanics, and because they're Catholic and have a propensity to increase their family sizes rapidly, you see what it's doing to the demography in our country. It's changing it rapidly. And the sinister part of this, in my estimation anyway, is that this is being done for political reasons, so that one party can attract another party, can attract a number of these people, so they can overpower in elections the other party. That's really what the cynical, I think, side of this story is. So I don't know whether we post something like that on our social media or we ask the question, Kenny, but that's kind of the way I see it. How do you see this? If you've given it some thought or maybe not, I would be completely opposed to increasing the number of immigrants from 1 million legal to 2 million. Completely opposed. How about you when you think it through? 888-302-3684. Again, look at the unemployment numbers. Look at the economy and how the fact it's stagnant. What we need The only population growth is going to be in these people that come in from other places that are legalized, and they'll take over the running, the management, if you will, of the country. Well, maybe they ought to take over management. It couldn't be much worse than it is now. 888-3, am I right or not, Kenny?
Oh, yeah. Hope and change.
Yeah. Right, yeah. 888-302-3684 as we move along here on the Good Day program.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like GE. Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Insight Daily Radio.
Every day I do two kinds of writing. I write for my blog, where I post 6 days a week, and I write for a book that I'm working on. And it's very different kinds of writing. And I think people who are accustomed to one form sometimes have a hard time making a transition because it's a very different approach.
Author and blogger Gretchen Rubin's latest book is entitled Happier at Home, Kiss More, Jump More, Abandon a Project, Read Samuel Johnson, and My Other Experiments in the Practice of Everyday Life. We recently spoke with her from New York.
A blog is nice because you can have one idea and you can say it. You know, the sweet spot, they say, is 500 words. And you say it, and there's something very satisfying about saying what you're going to say, being done, trying to be succinct. I always try to be as cogent as I can in all my writing, but in blogs, it's even more important. It's long enough to really say something important and valuable, but then it's over. And that's part of the fun of it. But you can't develop a big idea. You can't have themes that run through it because you don't, people are coming and going. They're popping in and popping out. They're not reading things in order. They're reading in very short bursts. Or maybe they're going to read it in a string, but you have no idea. But when someone's reading a book, they come to it with a very different frame of mind and a very different attitude. And you can explain a very complex idea. You can run themes in and out over the course of hundreds of pages. You can have motifs. You can make jokes that refer back to things that happened earlier. It just gives you a much greater range of expression, and you can and it's so much more satisfying way to develop ideas. So I feel like I love writing for a blog and I love writing a book because there's different things that you can do and different things that they allow you to do well.
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Here's, speaking of logic, something for you to ponder. Thinking about a raise, how far would you go in order to get a raise? The company called Rapid Realty, New York-based brokerage firm, is giving a 15% raise to its workers who get a tattoo of the company's logo. So far, 40 agents are inked and more are lining up, according to the CEO of the company. One new agent got the tattoo only after having been there for a week. Looking at it from the outside in, is this kind of crazy? And people working there say, no, I am in love with the opportunity. I'm in love with the brand. I'm in love with the company. So I guess our poll today at DougStephan.com is kind of appropriate. Would you get a tattoo of your company's logo if they gave you a raise? 15% raise after they got their tattoos. A, absolutely. B, I might, depending on the amount. C, it has to be a huge race for me to consider doing something like that. D, there isn't enough money in the world. But it is an interesting, it's sort of an interesting strategy, and also a way to raise loyalty, it would seem to me. You can check out that story, along with lots of other things that you can read about and learn about and converse about at DougStephan.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Universe is working to help straighten some things out, but it's not going in the area that many of you, in a practical sense, would like to see it go, such as the case with that five-year-old boy who accidentally shot and killed his two-year-old sister in Kentucky yesterday with a gun he had received as a gift. Many of you may have heard this story. Others may not have heard the story. The children's mother had stepped away from the youngsters for a couple of minutes. When the shooting took place, the boy had apparently received a .22 caliber gun as a present and was used to shooting it at 5 years old. The rifle was kept in a corner. The family didn't realize a shell had been left inside of it. So this five-year-old boy picks it up. His sister is in the room. He shoots it. She's dead. The disgust that I feel for this sort of thing is beyond words, frankly. Here's Bill Cunningham on his radio program talking to Sheriff Richard Jones in Ohio, who says it's time to arm our teachers. This is sort of a backdrop after hearing the story of this boy and seeing the continuing conversation on the television and on the radio on gun control and arming teachers. I just thought they ought to be juxtaposed. So now, with the background, the backdrop, does one have anything to do with another? Maybe not, but yet the anxiety, the emotion around the gun control on both sides, represented by the story of the five-year-old boy, and then sort of on the other side, this is sort of why I've done this, because there's such a wide separation between realities here. Anyway, so Cunningham talks to a sheriff who says we ought to arm our teachers or have armed guards in all schools.
Can I deal with you on this one issue of LaSalle High School shooting and how it's germane to all the schools in the tri-state, from Lexington to Columbus, from Indianapolis to West Virginia?
Hey, talent every time there's a shooting in the schools. The school boards are the ones that will not, it doesn't matter if it's private schools, it's public schools. If you're listening, hey, your school boards, they will not hire an armed police officer in these schools or arm somebody that's either a teacher or someone in this school incident. I watched and listened to the people come on the news and say that at no time was anybody else in danger other than the teenager who shot himself. That's not true. When that weapon left and came into the school, the loaded weapon, everyone in that school was in danger. When the gun was discharged, everyone was in danger. And you know what they do about it? They do a lockdown. It's all public information. They lock everybody down. They call the 911, and they wait for the shooter, the police, to get there, which is 20, 25 minutes at best. And you wait for the shooter to either empty their weapon and or shoot themselves. In this instance, they shot themselves first, but we don't know, I don't, what their intentions was. And you don't know when someone's that tries to harm themselves. Bill, I will tell you this again. This will not be the last time. School boards, they hire the professional people that work in the schools. If you have 15 schools in your district, you better hire an armed officer. I know kids, grade school kids, that actually have bulletproof vests, the material that are made with bulletproof vests for their backpacks. Their parents teach them how to protect yourself when a shooter comes into the school, to put it over your head or put it over your body. This is how bad it is. And the school boards that don't have armed officers in their schools, I hope they're listening. Shame on you. And for the people that say we have enough guns in the school, yeah, you have guns in the school. And if you think locked doors are going to prevent that,
no,
you're crazy.
All right. So who's crazier here as you listen to some of these stories about gun control? 888-302-3684. Well, maybe that is the backdrop for a question on Facebook or Twitter, Kenny. What do you think?
That story out of Kentucky with the five-year-old, that I just...
Mm-hmm.
There are just no words. How can... I just can't understand how a parent could let that happen.
Senator Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire, confronted at a town hall meeting in her state this week by the daughter of one of the Sandy Hook Elementary School. Actually, I think this woman was the daughter of the principal who was killed in the shooting. These two first met in Washington earlier this month. A meeting, she brought up the confrontation and that took place that day down in Washington. You had mentioned the burden of owners of gun stores that the expanded background checks would harm. Ms. Lafferty said, "I'm just wondering why the burden of my mother being gunned down in the halls of an elementary school isn't more important than that." And that's a pretty good question, isn't it, huh? To leave you with food for thought. At 59 past the hour, this is the Daily Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.